Who's this year? Ian Gimmel.
Schade, bei mir das nicht so. Morgens da mit Breise. Tanu Rabon, ich schaute in Mitzos Niskoi, chabti bei Tashlumi Niskoi, ke Herrscher Kol Niskoi. Chilisch und der Mischne ist, oder auf einem Machscher Mitzos Niskoi, am Chai bei Tashlumi Niskoi, ke Herrscher Kol Niskoi. Keizat. Häufer Bautischer und Boacher wie Schlimmer in der Sorge und Acher in Chai. So der Breise hereinsetzt es in der Käse der Mischne und der Chidusche wie Gscharte Mikzas Niskoi Chabti bet Aschlume in Kol Niskoi. What is the case of Gscharte Mikzas Niskoi Chabti bet Aschlume in Kol Niskoi? The case is Häufer Bautischer ובואחר וישלימו לעשור. That בחיי גבנה, even that the last one only did a tefach, he's chayev in the whole nezek. He's chayev in the whole nezek. This is הכשרתי מקצס ניסקוי, חבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקוי. Even the maisi only did a little חלק, he didn't do the ganze. אבל הכשרתי מקצס ניסקוי, חבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקוי. This is בעצם the chiddush of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says that l'chur is the loike Rebbe. Because we have a braise. Achoyfe bo tisha ve bo achar ve yishlimu le asoro o achar in chayev. Rebbe yoimer achar achar in lemisa achar shneim le nezokim. So l'chur if our Mishnah says that the achar in is chayev, and if we're talking about nezokim, is the loike Rebbe. Rapop Omar, Lemisa v'divrei hakoil. We're talking on Misa v'divrei hakoil. Higina Amar Leim edeloi ke Rebbe, Omar Rapop, Lemisa v'divrei hakoil. So we started to mention, I want to be masbed at Vol. When we learn the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph, it's mashma ze machleik es Rebbe v'Rabbonon, v'choyfer bo tisho, v'vo'acher v'yishlimo ila asor. Rabbonon hol de'acho in chayir. We learn in Aleph from Apostol, ki ichre, ish, first the Gemara said ki ichre v'chiyiftach, and maskona ki ichre ish, ish v'loi shnayim, and the amesi eloite, he brings down the drosha by us. And Rebbe holds, we don't darshan this pasuk, and b'mele both of them achay. Rebbe holds, we don't darshan the pasuk, and b'mele both achay of lefi Rebbe. Lemise, only the second one is chay. So b'pashtes ha-gemore, Pashtus Asugya. When we know the Gemara later on, Pashtus Agemore be Pashtus Asugya. Rebbe has Rabbonon have a drosha that the second one is chayev. The drosha, the second one is chayev. Rebbe doesn't have the drosha. Now the Gemara is arayinzetzik that the chiddush of hichsharti mikzas niskoi, chavti betashlumei kol niskoi, chavti betashlumei kol niskoi. The pshat in our Mishnah is the case of Choyfer Bor Tisha ve Bor Acher v'yishlima le'asoro she'acher in Chayev. So when you learn the Gemara and you see the sugi and daf Nun Aleph, l'chura the chidush of the Mishnah is the gzeres ha'kosuf she'acher in Chayev. It's the gzeres ha'kosuf that we learn out she'acher in Chayev. We have a drosha and we learn out from the drosha she'acher in Chayev. This is the drosha that we have by us. We have a drosha she'acher in chayev. We have a drosha she'acher in chayev. This is the drosha. So the first pele is, so it comes out that the chiddush of the Mishnah is not a lomdus in Baba Kamet. It's a drosha. that if one chayfer test and the other one was chayfer the last tefach, shorach in chayim. We learn out from a pasuk from a drosha, shorach in chayim. It's not mashma. Mashma, we're learning by Bekame. If it's a din and borg, there is a kosov that the second one is chayev, that Roshah will have to be, there had to be this Mishneh and Dafnun Aleph. What is the Indian in the middle of Bekame and the clothing from Bekame to bring this Hisayt? One Aorah. But we will ask the Aorah better. We'll ask the Aorah better. And starker. Rebbe holds is not Rosh. So both are Chayiv. But Lemisa, the second one is Chayiv. Why the second one is Chayiv Lemisa Levi Rebbe? But it's not Rosh. The Talmud says, but Val Lemisa, he's the one that did the last thing. So we mechayiv him in the whole thing. So we mechayiv him in the whole thing. So Levi Rebbe, why the second one is Chayev Misa? While he did the last part, Ichsharti Mikzas Nisgoy, Chavti Betashlum Ekol Nisgoy, so Rebbe Misvore learns that the second one is Chayev in the ganze Zach. Right? Rebbe Misvore learns that the second one is Chayev in the ganze Zach. So Lefi Rabbonon it's a Droshe, and Lefi Rebbe it's a Svore. Does that come to us? The Fir Rabbonon it's a drosha. Rabbi doesn't hold from the drosha. But the Misa, he holds that misvore. So the Fir Rabbonon, the din of Ichsharti needs a drosha, and the Fir Rabbi doesn't need a drosha. The Fir Rabbi, he doesn't have a drosha. How he knows Misa misvore? Rabbonon have a drosha. Mashma, without the drosha, they would not know that halacha, if Ichsharti. So Rebbe holds a svore, and Rabbonon Taki don't have a drosha svore. Rabbonon learned it out from a pasuk, from a drosha. If Nezokim, if the svore is a svore, so by Nezokim it's not a drosha. Are ben zokim the second one is chayiv is also a svore. So the drosh is only on the first one. So again, we're not going with Reb Nachum Devayr. If we learn that misvore the second one will not be chayiv on a drosh. So you need a drosh to mechadesh the din of Ichsharti.
Rashi says
by misa it's a svore. Rabbi says it's a svore. I'm asking Rabbonon amoyde to the svore or not? We'll get to the Rashi. I'm asking misvore. Misvore, the second one is chayiv on us. Rebbe learns it out misvore. Lefi Rabbonon is a drosha. Without the drosha. Without the drosha. Again, we're not going to say what Reb Nochem said now. Misvore, the second one is chayiv, and the drosha is the part of the first one. This is the maskol of Reb Nochem. Lo yotze, we're not learning like that. So if we're not learning like Reb Nochem, we're saying that without the pasuk, the second one will not be chayiv the whole thing. Right? This is what we're saying. But before we know the Reb Nochem, so what we're saying? That on the drosha will not be a svore to mechayev the second one. But on the drosha will not be a svore to mechayev the second one, the ganze. Let me explain. Without the drosha, the second one will be chayev the whole thing or not? I'm not asking if the first one will be potter. But Pashas, when you read the Gemara, it's mashma in the Gemara. That in Mashal and Rashi by us, Kimat and Dibor Amasr no Achru in Chayev, Ben Mesa Shor Ben Uzak, Vetayim and Mifor Shekamon Mikroi, Mashal and Rashi, when out the Pasuk, maybe the Achru will not be Chayev. I need a drosha to say that Ichsharti Mikzas Niskoi, Chavti Betashlu Mikol Niskoi. Rebbe doesn't have that drosha. Ben Misa, Enoch Nam, is no more than Mechayev, the first one, but dear Rebbe Misvore was Mechadish the Svore, that the second one is Chayev. So Rebbe has a svore. Rabbonon don't have a svore. You need a pasuk to mechayev the second one. This was the first da'ore that I'm saying. Again, if we learn kipshutoi, when you see the Gemara Daf Nun Aleph and you see the Loshon Rashi by us, that is mashma that misvore be'ezem will not be a din ichsharti. The mokif un ichsharti is a drosha. And if that, maybe we learn out from the Lekol HaTeirikulo. Oh, but the Mokir Vichshalti is a drosh. Lefi Rabbon. Lefi Rebbe is no drosh. So, ben ezok in tak yishneem chayov. Bemiser, Rebbe misvore learned that the second one is chayev. That is a Mokir to Mechayev. Vichshalti is a svore to Mechayev. Vichshalti is a svore to Mechayev. Ali ve the Rebbe. So Rebbe learned it out misvore. Rabbonon did not hold from the svore. So this was the first hour. Second hour. First hour was tam. It's a drosha, has to be in the sugya from Bo, not in the sugya by us. And the same hour we asked that the Gemara says, Vesuleke ve'oike. Lechure, the other places is no drosha. It's a svore. So if you say that Rabbonon amoded to the svore, they learn it out from the drosha from Bo, so you can't ask the kasha Vesuleke ve'oike. The mocker of everything is Bo. What is Muchach, and what we said from Reb Nochem, and I think this Chelek is Poshet, this is the Aleph of the Sugya. What is Poshet in the Sugya? What is Poshet in the Sugya? That Misvore, the second person, is Chayav. Azevi lefi Rebbe, lefi Rabbonon, Misvore, this is the Bobikamedik Svore, that the second one is Chayav. So Bobby Kamedik is svore that the second person is chayiv. We don't need a drosha for that. It's a svore. It's a chidush of the Mishnah. Ichshavti mikzas niskoi, ichavti betashlumi kol niskoi. It's a big chidush. The svore is that ichshavti mikzas niskoi, ichavti betashlumi kol niskoi. And this is the reason the Gemara says, Vesuleke, Vesuleke, Vesuleke. It's a svore that ichshalti mitzkas niskoi, ichavti betashlumi kol niskoi. The ganze machleikes Rebbe ve Rabbonon is what? The whole machleikes Rebbe ve Rabbonon is in one nekuda. If the first one is potur or not. The Gzeras HaKosuf came to say that the first one is potur. Keloshen agimore lekamon leavikere achar koire. שהרישן פוטו, שנסתלקו מאיזה רישן, לושן רשי, מה נקרא למפטר אל רישוי. במילא בעצם נסבורי וכשרתי, סי לפי רבונון, סי לפי רבי, אז נזל בסבורי. שסלושן המישנה שטייט. חבתי בתשלומי כל ניסקו, אז משמע that only one is paying. What is the case to be mind me that only one is paying? The case to be mind me that only one is paying is in the case לפי רבונן בן אזוקים זה גזירה סקוסוף that the first one is potu or במיסה that anyway the first one is potu במילא you can be mimed במיסה ולברי הכל אבל אז לא מחלק ישרבי ורבונן in the לומדס of הכשרתי the לומדס of הכשרתי is a לומדש פשוטו הכשרתי מקצס ניסקו יחבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקו this is the הלוכה of הכשרתי הכשרתי מקצס ניסקו יחבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקו This is the tzus of the shmais, and this is the glad that the way we started to learn the sugi. So what the Gemara says, other meret benezokim, alida de rabbonon, that the first one is potu, b'meile, the second one is called chsharti, and b'meile he's chayv betashlumi kol nizkot, or b'mise, when the show dies, and then it's alida de kulam, even if he rebbe, anyway the first one is not chayv, ומילא, the only reason to have the second one, and this is the chidush of הכשרתי במקצת ניסקוי, חבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקוי. Till here, it's glad. Now, I want to go a little bit to the tifkei. Listen good. Kunt Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rabbeinu Peretz asks a kasha. Why the Gemara says in the beginning that it's a libe de Rabbonon and ben Ezokim, the first one is potu, so the chidush of הכשרתי is that the second one is chayev. Or, second tenets is Alibe de Rebbe, and we're talking about Mise. So if we're talking Alibe de Rebbe and we're talking about Mise, we're going Alibe de Rebbe, we're talking about Mise. Maybe the first one is not paying, and the whole discussion is if the second one will pay or the second one will not pay. That is the whole nisa. And of them state, Ichshalte mitzvas niskoi, that the second one is chay. If we want to talk about the zokim, it's only alibe the Rebbe, Rabbonon, that the first one is potu, alibe the Rebbe, both are chay. So maybe you can write Ichshalte. If you want to talk about misa, then you could talk alibe the kule alme. Find Rabbeinu Peretz. So why not talk alibe the misa, but the kule alme? We said it's not lomda shemachlekes. Everyone holds in Ichshalte. Just the case of Nezokim doesn't shtim lefi Rabbanon because the first one also has to pay. So we're talking about the case of Misa Alibe the Rebbe. So why the first Teretz didn't want to say it? Everyone holds Mechshavti. Just the case of Nezokim, granted the first one also has to pay, so it's not so Gishmak Tzareinzer. So we're the second case, I leave it a misa, but the kula alme. So why not to talk in such a case of misa? Why the Gemara did not want to talk of the case of misa? Why the first Teretz want to be maimid ben ezokim ve alibe de rabono? Be maimid ben misa ve alibe de kula alme. What is the revach? To arayn krichim, to be maimid de rabono ben ezokim? What kind of revach it is? It's a shvach revach. So you could have answered, it's mashma in the Mishnah that we're talking on the Zikin, not only when the show dies. No. Zogd Rabbeinu Peretz, and I want the Teretz of Rabbeinu Peretz. Zogd Rabbeinu Peretz, the Gemara taught that the Chiddush of Ichshalti is only ben Zikin. But b'mise, it's not called Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. Why? Because the first one didn't do nothing clapping the misa. He did nine, but he's not a part of the bar misa. So I would think, then for sure the second one is chayv. In the reisha, ben ezokim, the first one did nine. And you add one, be'etzem, he also did a bar ezokim. Ichshalti mitzas niskoi, chavti betashlum eikol niskoi. Aber klapei bar misa? Klapei bar misa? The first one did nine, Ergonish Giton. Who is the one that did the Misa? The last one. I would think the first Teretz taught that this is not called Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. And the Gemara is Mechadesh that this also is Giboit and the Yesoid in Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. So we have a Rabbeinu Peretz. That was a Hadamin of the Gemara, that what is called Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi? When the first one made nine Nezokim and you add a Nezek, Be'etzem it's already there, but you shtelling Tzu and you're adding, while you shtelling Tzu and you're adding, Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi, Chavti B'tashlum Eikol Niskoi. But the Bortes and the other person made it Boryud Legabi Misa, for sure the second person is Chayim. But maybe I would think that this is not a chidush if Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. I would not think that it's a chidush if Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. Kumash Malon. Omer Rav Pope. It's a chidush of Rav Pope. Rav Pope is Mechadesh. Lemisah v'divrei HaKoyim. A chidush of Rav Pope. Rapope is mechadesh that this is also called Ichshalti. This is a knetch that stated in Rabbeinu Peretz. The second one will see it even clearer. I want to go to the second Orador in the Sukkah. We mentioned a kasha from Reb Nochem in Sefer. If everyone holds from Ichshalti, now the reason we were not maimid benezokim was why? Because benezokim. The first one is also chayel, so the loshen is not good. So we are reinsetz b'misa. Freid Reb Nochem, maimid bebo shel hefker tes, and the last person made a tefach. Yichshalti mikzas niskoi, chavti betashlum eikol niskoi. Why you have to be b'misa v'divrei HaKoyil? Maimid weiter b'nezokim, bebo shel hefker, there was bo shel hefker tes, and the person added a tefach. הכשלתי מקצס ניסקוי, חייבתי בתשלום, כל ניסקוי. חייבתי בתשלום, כל ניסקוי. Why the switch לבויר של מיסה? Speak about בויר של נזוקים, and it's Tess, and he added a tefach. And while he added a tefach, הכשלתי מקצס ניסקוי, חייבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקוי. זוקט רב נוחם, וייסטויס, this is not called הכשלתי מקצס ניסקוי, חייבתי בתשלום מכל ניסקוי. Why? If it's no bar chiyuve, and I add a tefach, then for sure, I'm chayev on the ganze zach. Only when it's a bar chiyuve, that did the first nine, and then I add a tefach, it's a chiddush that it's called Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi Chavti B'Tashlum Ekol Niskoi. But lo yitzu, the beginning is Hefker, then there's no chiddush of Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi Chavti B'Tashlum Ekol Niskoi. So I want to massage what we have in front of us in the meantime. Listen carefully. We have the Yesoid of Reb Nochem that if I have a bol tes shel Hefker ve'bo achar v'chofar tefach, even without the din of Ichshalti, the second person is chayev. You don't have to come to the chiddush of Ichshalti. Maskim? Is the Yisrael of Reb Nochem. Now, what is the second thing we have? Rabbeinu Peretz. That had a hava amina, that if the boyer is nine, and you add a tefach, klapi mise, you don't have to come to Ichshalti. Kumash malon, then it is. And this is what I want to ask you. Why you have to come to Ichshalti? Klapi Misa, the first person is here. And Boshel Hefke, and I add a Tefach, you're telling me even without Ichshalti, the second guy is Chayev, right? Why? When there's no one else to mix in, for sure that I'm Chayev. So I'm asking you, Boshel Misa. The first guy did nine. He's Potuan Misa. I did now a Tefach. Why is called Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi Chavti B'Tashlum Mikol Niskoi? I did the whole thing. Now, don't tell me I'm completely wrong. This was the Havamin of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that this was the Havamin of the Gemara. But I'm asking, Lemaskone. Again, we have the first Yesod of Reb Nochem, that Reb Nochem was Magnit to us. The first Yesod of Reb Nochem, that Reb Nochem is Magnit to us, that the Boshel Hefker and the other person adds a Tefach, don't call it Ichshalti. This is glad that the second guy is Chayv. Only when it's the first person that's Chayv Nezokim and the second person adds a Tefach, don't say Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi Chavti B'Tashlum Ekol Niskoi. I hear. Now, what is the case that the Gemara finds Lekule Alme? Mise. Zok Rabbeinu Peretz Be'etzem Nochem's Kasha. Klapi Mise, the first person is Gomish. So don't call the second person Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. As it's not Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz, Kamash Malon, that this is also called Ichshalti. And I'm asking you why. Why in the Hefker Reb Nochem explained to us that if the boy was dog nine and I had a Tefach, this is not called Ichshalti Mikzas Niskoi. This is called Osisi Kol Niskoi. I did a whole thing. First called Ichshalti only when the first person was Chayev. I hear Reb Nochem, I understand it or not, Nocha Shaila. Aber Lechua Bebo Misa, it's exactly the same thing. And again, it's not Krum, because Rabbeinu Peretz has such a Hava Amina. It's not Krum, because Rabbeinu Peretz has such a Hava Amina. Aber Lemaise, state in the Gemara that this is called Ichshalti. First person is not Lemala Velemoiri. Lemala velemoyri. Say teir, but lemala velemoyri. But I will go with you to the third step. Lamas then tases dibo amaschil v'sul leket. V'im tei ma'al nehi dehi ketuve otu ki ruchle lechshe v'lezer. Why is the list? So I saw some rishonim in the sheet to answer. No, you told me one and bow. I want one in Shol, one in Esh, and one in Adam, like the whole Mishnah. I'm just saying the Mishnah. Shol. So the bow wasn't written, so Shor Esh Ve'Odom. Teis didn't feel that. V'yishleima, the dochik l'ugma maslis in the loiker Rebbe. Oiker ha-popa ve'lemisa. V'yoyochil la'amide b'nezoki. Now, lama l'aram Teis is kasha. V'im toimar, v'lugma kegoyim sh'loi hoya bo'y hevel l'misa. V'loi hevel l'nezokim. Sh'yoroi chav yoyser al omkoi. V'bo'achir v'siyat v'kiyat. Sh'moyde sh'rebi sh'achir n'chayev. The Yeshloima, the Ein Zem Mitzas Niskoi, the Achoin Ovad Akol. What is Teisus' Kasha? Teisus is asking a Kasha, simple. Why the boat, you, if you're ready, the second one is Chayev? Because nine cannot kill, and I added. So Teisus say better. The boat cannot kill and not be Mazik, and the second guy did the whole thing. This is Ichshalti Mitzas Niskoi. Why the boat, you, does Ichshalti Mitzas Niskoi? It was not Roy to kill, and I made it to kill. It was not right to be mazik and not to kill. What did they say? If it was not right to be mazik and not right to be killed, what I did? I did 1 inch. It was a huge boil, deep, 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 but there's no hevel. I added a little bit of cement and all of the hevel came back in 1 minute. The little cement is gone-ish. I only, it worked because everyone before. But here Teisus is repeating the chiddush for the third time. If before it's garnish, so even that I add a little bit, it's called that I did the whole thing. So it's called that I did the whole thing. So interesting. Teisa didn't ask him Boshel Hefker. He knew Reb Nochem. Boshel Hefker 9 and I add, it's not called that I add. But he's asking someone else dog. But it can kill and it can make a hevel, and I just finished it. This is not called Ichshalti Mitzas Niskoi. If it's a boy 9 and it could kill Mazik, and like Loshon Teisves Rashi, Mazik is Roiv Mise, and I add Mise, it's called Ichshalti Mitzas Niskoi. So we see an interesante Zach about just what we see. We learn the sugya v'chshalti mikzas niskoi chavti betashlum kol niskoi, and we're saying it's a svore. I add a knech and I'm chayav of the ganze zach. And we found 3 times in the sugya. I'm marre be'etzra 3 times in the sugya that a person is adding, and we say no. This is chayav bichlal. This is nothing more to talk about. Boshel hefker 9, and I'm adding a tefach. For sure, you did the whole thing. You don't have to come to the chiddush of Ichshalti. Why? What's the nafkamina? I didn't. One tefach can kill. One tefach can be mazik. I need everyone else. But no. While it's hefker, it's not a human being. Zog Reb Nochem, it's not called that I'm Ichshalti. Dear, it's pshita that I'm chayav. Boy, the test, and I added a tefach lemise. Rabbi Peretz said that misvore lechure is also not called Ichshalti. And Kamash Malon, that it's called Ichshalti. And I'm asking why? Why it's called Ichshalti? If I'm Potur and Mise, why I'm called Ichshalti? The third case, Teisus did not want to speak about Hefka. That he knew Reb Nochem that it's not called Ichshalti. But he says, if it's a big boil, and I add a little bit, maybe there it's called Ichshalti Mixas. Because someone did it. So he says, no, also. If before it was not Mazik, and I'm the Mazik, it's not called Ichshalti. So interesting. What adds? Has to be a bird that someone is chayev lenezokim to call it Ichshalti. Boshel Hefker is not called Ichshalti. There it's posher that the second person is chayev. Boshel Miser, we asking, Rabbeinu Peretz also had such a Havah Amina, that it's not called Adina Ichshalti. It's posher that the second person is chayev. Although the answer is nay. While the Nezokim is doing Roiv Miser, it's called an Ichshalti. And Teisus comes and he asks, I have a Turdich Atimtze, not Hefker, that he knows Reb Nochem. But he's asking, if it's very wide, then it can't be Mazik at all. As they do, when it's test and I'm adding Misa, I'm called Ichshalti. If it's not Roy Lehazik and I made it Lehazik, call me Ichshalti. If it's test and it's Mazik and I added Tefach, I'm called Ichshalti. But if it can't be Mazik and I added a little bit, I'm not called Ichshalti. I'm called that I did the whole Hazik. Belondis, I did the same thing. Belondis, I did the same thing. There's not enough community. I will add one knetch. I'm asking for three cases. Lemevini me'oy. It's only lemevini me'oy. I'm asking after the gzeras hakosuv that the first person is potu. So be'etzem after no maybe you. After that the first person is potu gzeras hakosuv. The first person is potu gzeras hakosuv. So the second guy is called Ichshalti b'miktzas. After Hashem patters the first person, so the second person is not even Ichshalti, because the first person is potu. So why is called Ichshalti? What? Yeah, but lemaisa is not even Ichshalti, because if the first person is potu, so the second one is chayv anyways. The boshel hefka. If you add a tefach, it's not called Ichshalti. Now, when Hashem decided, if the second guy is not Mechayel, the first guy. So, lemaisa la'alocha today, that the first person is potu, the second one is not Chayev b'din Ichshalti. He's Chayev, even if it would not be a din of Ichshalti, he could have been Chayev. Avad, lo yitzu, would not be din Ichshalti, maybe Hashem will not give the alocha for the first person is potu. I'm just trying to ask. I'm trying to be minded what we see here in the Gemara. When we learn ourselves, without lomdus, we think that the vote of Ichshalti is if the guy didn't do the whole thing and he just added epes, that is chayev. So boshel hefkel, he added. Botes, he added misa. A white bow, he added a little bit. All of these cases are regular Ichshalti. And pitom, when we learn the sugya be'iyun, when Reb Nochem opens the eyes that the boshel hefkel, it's not called Ichshalti. When Rabbi Peretz Steiner, the Lefi Rebbe, it's not called Ichshalti. And we ask him back here, we don't know why it is. And Tesis comes and he asks a kasha. Not the Boshel Efka, but he's asking if it's white. I say if you both test and you make it Boshel Nisa, you call Ichshalti. So a bow that cannot be Mazik and you add a Knech, also be Ichshalti. Mali both test and you made it both Yud and you call Ichshalti. A bow that cannot be mazik, and you made it to be mazik, also called Ichshalti. We call it the achroin of an akol. We call it the achroin of an akol. So we have to know when we call it Ichshalti miktsas niskoi. Again, in all of these cases, avada the achroin is chayev. Don't get it wrong. Avada yichayev. Just we saying that we see in Boshel Hefker, in Boshel Misel, if you have a minute from Rabbeinu Peretz, and in Teisvis, and a white bull. No, dear the Achel of Alakol. I'm not the Zachel of Rebbe. Boshel Tess and Ezokim, the first one did Reva Hezek, his grand potu. But he's considered, Rabbeinu Peretz Taki did not understand that. He said Taki that this is the Sugya Sagimori. It's a sugya of Gemara if it's called Ichshalti or not. So this is be'etzem one chelek that we see here in the Gemara. One chelek that we see here in the Gemara. One chelek that we see here in the Gemara. Lo mezen de hemshech haGemara. So the bar as I zetman doing the Gemara. Lo mehamshech the Gemara. Maybe in the Hemshech we'll have Avon in it. But even if we don't have Avon, just to be mindful that Dvorim Kmo Yishev. Frank the Gemara, Vohike Mosar Shoyro Lechamishot Neyodo, Veposha Boyechot Mehem, Vehizik Chayev. The Gemara wanted that he will be Chayev on his own. Eichedom, Ilei Medebelav, Iu Lo Yav Mintar. It's a show Shasok of Roim, and you need five people. Pshite. And the minute that he left, no one else has a purpose to watch it anymore, because anyway, you can't be shamed on the show. The EU cup, Elo de belav iunami mintar maikovi. The other four could be shomer even without him. So maikovi, we mentioned yesterday, but machlekes Rashi with Teis Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashbo and Teisves. What is the pshat in the Gemara? Rashi learns maikovi. So even if in the end the other four were not shomer and the shomer is mazik, he's potu. And Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba learn that the Gemara's kasha Maika Ovid means that he will chayev l'shalem l'fi chalkoi. Some have a girsa in the shita, Maika Ovid tfei me'achrine. Maika Ovid tfei me'achrine. This is the Gemara's kasha. Maika Ovid tfei me'achrine. Lama trach misvor. What happened here? They gave five people to be shomer the show. One decided not to be shomer. And then the other four decided they're also not shomer. And the show went and he was mazik. So the Rishonim say, so all of the five are achroi and the pshiyeh, so everyone has to pay. And Rashi learns, Maika Ovid, the first one is potter. And the Shaila, why the first one is potter? L'chure, if a person has a show, and he sees someone looking after his show. He looks outside, sees that someone is standing there. Then after 2 hours, that guy went away. About the Bailim is chayav. And that guy never said that he's shomer instead of him. The guy was shomer, now the guy is not shomer. About the Bailim is chayav. About the Bailim is chayav. So while about the Bailim is chayav. So why here, Mike Ovid, his bottom. So we mentioned that the Rosh brings down, when I say the Nesivis and Ayin Zayin understands the Rosh of Sazaman also, וכגוין שאחרים לא הסילקו אז במשמיר עשה שור כשפושע האחר וכיוון שנשארו בשמיר עשה שור ויכולים לשומרוי בלו ירחוד הם חיובים והופותו שהרי כשהביילים מוסר לכולם שוירוי, לכל מי שיכול לשמור ונשרצו לשומרוי, אפילו בלי חברו. אבל אם אמרו לו, אם אין חורו יצא לשמור, גם אונו מסלגים עצמנו משמירו שוי, כולם חיוב. So, the Nesimus learn פשט and the Rosh, that it's מדין שוימר שמוסר לשוימר. That the person that left gave over the שמירה to the other four. And then the Nesivis are all busy in the klolim of Shemo Shemosar Leshoimer, if the Bailim goes back to him, back to them, and he's busy to explain why in this case he's the Bailim has to go to them and not to him. This is the what the Nesivis is busy with. But what is pushed to the Nesivis that I'm potu mitzad Shemo Shemosar Leshoimer. I is a man do amar Shemo Shemosar Leshoimer chayev, because ein retzoni shepikdoni biyadacher. Here you can't say ein retzoni shepikdoni biyadacher. Why the Rosh says? וכשנשרצה הביילים, Rosh has words, שהרי מוסר לכולם שוירוי, לכל מי שיוכל לשמור, ונשרצו לשומרוי אפילו בלוי חברו. He explains, what do you mean you gave it over to them? Maybe the Bailim wants five people. The Bible didn't say five. It said one of the five. So I could leave. Now the Nesivus explains that even that he's explaining it mitzad shemer shemosar l'shomer, even that he's explaining mitzad shemer shemosar l'shomer, but you don't have to talk lehedia to these people that you're giving it to them mitzad shemer shemosar l'shomer. You don't have to give it mitzad shemer shemosar l'shomer. Even without the yisaid of shemer shemosar l'shomer, the stomach. While you left it by them, they will make kabel shmir. The stomach they will make kabel shmir. The stomach they will make kabel shmir. So this is the way the Nesivus of Zalman want to learn pshat berashi, that why the first person is potu mitzad shomer shemosar l'shomer. Mitzad shomer shemosar l'shomer. Shomer shemosar l'shomer. Even though they were not mekabel shmira lehedye, even though they were not mekabel shmira lehedye, he gave it to them. About the fact that he left and they were masking their shema. And this, we have six kashas. Why we can't learn pshat mitzad shomer shemosa al shomer. First kasha is, I think maybe it's the main kasha, the Gemara didn't have to say Maika Ovid. The Gemara had to say, v'homosa al shomer, Maika Ovid. He left. You had to ask the kasha, v'arimosa al shomer. The Gemara doesn't say that. And the Iker, the Gemara doesn't say. Aleph. Beis, Rashi doesn't say a word of shame or Mosal Hashem. Not a word. See? About what is bothering us more, in the next two Gemoras, Marbe Bechavile, and the next Sugya, also the Gemara says Maika Ovid. Now, there you can't say shame or Shem Mosal Hashem. You put a fire. What is the Pshat? We'll get to it. Sorry, it's a different. So the word Maika Ovid means any place something else? Doichak. I'm asking what is bothering me, why we know that the Pshat is not Shema Shema Sala Shema. First, the Gemara says, Maike Ovid, she doesn't say V'homo Sala Shema, Aleph. Beis, Rashi never mentioned it. Gimel is the same Maike Ovid in all of the Gemaras, and in every place the Pshat will be different.
Same Losh.
Same Losh. It's not true. Here is Maike Ovid, Shema Shema Sala Shema. This Pshat was not a Mazik. It's under the same words. I'll tell you, you know what? David says, every time it's different. If every time it's different, Rashi had to explain the Amud Beis Pshat. If every time Maika Ovid means different, Rashi had to explain. If it means the same, that Maika Ovid, so Rashi doesn't feel that he has to explain, I hear. But if every time it's a different lumpness of Maika Ovid, Rashi had to explain, what is the Pshat in Maika Ovid? Fourth Ore, the Rishonim come and ask a Kasha and Rashi. Tesis is an Amud Beis, you could say maybe it's at Chavilo, but Rabbi Luperetz and the Rashi will bring the Kashi here. They ask the Rashi, Rashi, you said Maika Ovid? And you want the pattern? Why when someone is Choyfer Bo Yud, and the other guy is Choyfer another 10, and another guy is Choyfer another 10, everyone is Chayev? So this is the Kashi and Rashi. Again, the guy is Potter, it's Shema Shemosel Neshema. What is the Rishonim's Kashi? What is the Rishonim's kasha? Why when Yechoyfer Bor Yud and the second guy was Choyfer Anozer Yud, he's also Chayev? What is the Shaychus? And the Rishonim did not understand Rashi. So, I understand that the Rishonim did not understand Rashi. If they didn't understand Rashi, why they don't ask? We don't understand. No, they're asking a kasha from the Gemara. You're saying that on them is not supposed to understand why the person is potter. The Rishonim ask, Rashi, we hear you shtikul teire, but we have a problem. You're telling me that the second guy is potu, so why when one digs 10, and the other one digs another 10, the second one is chayev? Rashi, you said here that he's potu. I said, Shema Shema Zal Shema. Why is it that the Rishonim know that Rashi is saying something else? It's Tesis in Amud Beis, just in Tesis you could argue maybe he's on the sugi of Chavila. But Rabbeinu Peretz says the Kasha and Rashi here. The Rashba says the Kasha. Tesis also meant to ask on Rashi by us. But even if you decide that Tesis is on Amud Beis and he's on the Sugya from Chavile, Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, stels the Kasha and Rashi here. And Bichlal, why is the Shema Shemosol Hashema? Because he left, they decided to become a Shmir. He ran away, so they also ran away. Well, what is that Svara Bichlal to say that, I mean, we're not talking that he's Mekado Shmir El Hedi. There's no Sugya. Mechateis attack it to say that we're masking the Mekado Shmir. What? Say that, but they're not masking that they're the only ones in charge. Five of us will work it out. We'll make a routine. We'll make a tachmid. We'll share. As I saw, again, yes, could be. They were massive with the Bible. And the Chayyim asked, if any time there was when there's a guy, Bardas, it's called Shema Shemosa L'Shema, so any Eved V'Amo, I could be Potur, I was Moisot to Bendas, I was Moisot him to Eved V'Amo. The Terence is, if I'm Moisot to him, if he's not Mekabel Shmira from me, it doesn't pattern. This is the reason, is Mizbakish, and I'm saying again, the others are a lot. L'shoyne sarosh, the Rosh never mentioned a word Shema Shemosa L'shoyne, a word not. Rashi never mentioned it. But I'll say, the Kushyas HaMafteach are that the Loshen Maike Ovi, the Gemara doesn't say Hari Mosroi L'Shmire. Maike Ovi, this is the Pesach. Maike Ovi. And it's mashma that it's the same Maike Ovi from the whole sugya. And the main kashas, there's three main kashas. Maike Ovi, mashma he didn't do nothing. And we're asking why? He's a Peshaya. And second of all, it's mashma that it's the same Maike Ovi from the whole sugya. And the main kasha that the Rishonim have one kasha, Rashi, it doesn't make sense. One digs 10, the other gives another 10, the other guy is chayev. Why are you not chayev? What the Rishonim found, here's the answer. Here is the answer. The Rishonim found that if one guy digs 10 and the other guy digs 10, you see both chayev. Rashi here, be chayev both. So what? If the other ones were Peshaya, he's also Peshaya. Shtei Nefesh HaYesoid and Rashi. And why it's so wichtig? We have to get it. Why it's so wichtig? Here we will find the first time that a person is wrong and is potur because he's missing in the Ichshaltiyas Niskoy. We'll have to buy a noise. But till now, Alamol, it's out his words. Ichshaltiyas Niskoy, Ichshaltiyas Niskoy. Here we have a Rashi that patters the second person. He's a Peshaya like all of the people. He's responsible like all of the people. And Rashi patterns him because Michael. So you have to know, what is that Michael of it? Let me get now to the third case of the Gemara. Maskiv lo Rav Sheishes Svorinke Marta Bechavile. Hey, Chedom. So Rashi says, you could argue, maybe, Rashi says it was a fire. You added a fire that made the fire to go quicker. Marta Bechavile, Sheriba Chavileis, Vekirvo Al Yedei Chavileis. I don't know if all of the Rishonim say it, but Rashi says klor, that the fire would burn 10:00, and now because of me it was burning 9:55. As I say in Rashi klor, marbe bechavilo, the fire came closer. Don't state klor. The fire came kirvo al yedei chavilo. Zod digmora I belav iu loy aslo pshite. Again, what is the kasha? If the fire would never come without me. Pshita that the second guy is chayev, right? Now here again, what we spoke at the beginning of Shir, why pshita? If I put a piece of wood in the middle of the street, something will happen? Put woods all over the street, something will happen? Because he made a fire, with his fire, but again, because his fire cannot do nothing, pshita that I'm chayev. He said, this is not called Rishalte Mikzas Nisko. This is not called Rishalte Mikzas Nisko. Okay, here it's pushed to all of us. Even the lemais in the wood alone cannot make the fire. Although this is pushed. Elo de belav iu aslo, Michael Ovid. Now, if you're Rashi, it's mamishvel. What do you mean? I burned it 5 minutes earlier. Thank the Gemara, Michael Ovid. Now, if you're Rashi, what is the kasha, Michael Ovid? Bipotur in ganzen. This is the stoma in Rashi. It's not Lehedi and Rashi, but Yilmatzosum and Mefurish. If Rashi doesn't say different, so it's the same thing. If Rashi would learn different, he would say different. Teisa says the Gemara means that he will pay 50-50. So Teisa Shida will have to explain it. We'll start Rashi. Rashi says the Gemara is asking a kasha, Michael Ovid will be potu. Why will be potu? He made a fire. He made it to burn earlier, or at least to be 50-50. So we mention Zog Diktzois. The Gemara is Kasha Maike Ovid that the second guy will be potu. Why the second guy will be potu? It's the sugi of Reish Keitzad HaRegel. Zora Kli Miroi Shagag Veboacher Vekibloi. Zora Kli Miroi Shagag Veboacher Vekibloi the makel, Hasheni Potu. Hasheni Potu. Why? I threw Kli Miroi Shagag. The Bo Acher Vekibloi Bemakel. The second one is Potu. Because it's about to break, anyways. The Ktzeis understands. The fire is about to burn, anyways. Bemele, Maike Ovi, then Potu. This is the way the Ktzeis understood Pshat and Rashi and our sugi. This is the way the Ktzeis understands our sugi. Mike Ovid, why is Potu? The fire is about to come anyways. Monetvina Tova. Zog Diktzois, but when you learn the Sugya there, it's only Bezora Kli Miroi Shagak. That the Kli is already thrown. Aber Zorak Cheitz ala Kli, V'bo'achir V'shovroi, Hashem Nichayev. L'chur a fire is a Zeydi Cheitz. Zog Diktzois, I found the Sugya, but we can't have viewed that even B'cheitz you potu. This was not a suffix to the Diktzois that is the Pshat in the Sugya. But here was Pasha that the Pshat in the Sugya is that the reason you potu is Mitzad Bonetvira Tova, it's anyway going to be destroyed. So the Mele, you did not make a difference. It's anyway going to happen. It's a monet viratova. The Mele, you got Zog Diktzeis. I is a thesis in Reishkeitz and a regel. And you'd say in the bottom that thesis holds that it's only Bezorah Kli, that the Kli is ready in a matzah. Or Bezorah Kheitz ala Kli, the halacha is different. Zog Diktzeis. Oh, so I found the Gemara that is not Mechalek. And if you see the Diktzeis, he tries to find more Gemaras in Shas. And Achmas Bobby tells the Ktzois, why he didn't finish the Shtikul Teirin? The Teis L'Shitosom, and Daf Yudzayin, and all that Chetz is different, will chay like Rashi here. Said Achmas Bobby, and Machatzon, and says, when he's shlugging the Ktzois, he says, finish the Shtikul. You found the Sugya, Mamish Pele de Loike Teis Vez, V'niflo, she Teis L'Shitosom, chol kol Rashi. Till you decided the Sugya here, is Medin Zor, Meroi Shagag, and you're asking a Kashe, that it's not only the Keli, it's even the Chetz. So then the Chazdov didn't finish. V'teiz l'shitosom v'daf yudzayim shechilku ben chetz leben eish chilku gam kan. He said, because the Chazdov just finish. If you're already saying this thing, finish it, say, mamish l'shitosom.
The whole thing.
What? No, but anyway, in our sugi, so the minute it's not a monotvira here, now it's another mechayev. The could be that the fire didn't come quicker. Teis could learn a lot of different pshatim, but Teis cannot learn like Rashi. But why we know that the pshat of the Ktzois is not the pshat? Again, why it's not the pshat? Why it's not the pshat? Why it's not the pshat? Aleph. If the pshat is mitzat, zorak kli meroi shagag, so we have to talk in a case that is no way to shut the fire. If there's a way to shut the fire, so it's not a mona tvira tova. This is mefush. Lo yitzur someone zora kli meroi shagag, and there's a way to stop it. The Gemara says if someone throws an arrow and there's a moge, tris. So you don't say mona tvira tova. So the Ktzeis says, mind me that there's such a fire that there's no way to handle the fire. Can say? Lo yishomanu. Beis, the second kasha. The second kasha. And it's based on the same kasha from before. So it comes out that Micah Ovid here, why the second guy is potu? Because monet tefillah tova. And the sugya before, why is potu? Shema shema sala shema. The same. We're just asking the same kasha backwards. Same kasha. How it could be that this is the pshat? Here my Kovin means Mona Tvira Tova. Here my Kovin means. So again, first we're asking the Levitic Tzeis, we have to arrange that's the Sugya and Azah fire that you can't stop the fire. Do you have Godel Moy? And you can't stop the fire? We'll go, but it doesn't mean you can't shut it. Beis, we're saying it's not the same Maikovi. A third kasha is Arei the Ktzois is right. Tesis is right. Bezora Kretz, the Lomda says that we don't see Mona Tvira. Everyone that learns that Yudzayin explains it very close, and there's a difference of the Chayfetz. So what's Rashi or Bicholik and the Yisrael of Zora Kretz? A fourth kasha. The fourth kasha. Taisis comes and ishtels the kasha and Rashi. Rashi, you said that he's potu. Why when someone digs yud and the other guy digs another yud, the second guy is chayev? Rashi explained here that he's potu because mona tvira tova. What is the shaykhis to boir yud to boachir vishnim ele esrim? What is the shaykhus the mona tefila tova? Yimon of shah. When it passes the 10, it breaks or doesn't break? And every time it breaks, you know how much things fall on the ball that they don't break? We saw in Daf Gimel. Taisa says, most people don't die in a bowl yud. Says, Taisa says, if Yosef was a very big bowl, not any bowl yud for sure, every kli that falls, you know, things fall from the roof, nothing happens. Not 100%. What Taisa wants from Rashi? If the pshat in Rashi is mitzad mon et zvir et toval, Taisa's kasha and Rashi is nishkin kasha. It's nishkin kasha. It's not the right kasha. Not the right kasha. Bor Yud v'asol le'esrim. This is the kasha and shitas Rashi. It's not the right kasha and shitas Rashi. It's not the right kasha and shitas Rashi. But the main kasha, and this is the Pesach HaGoyim, the Chazon Ish and Reb Baruch Ber, they say that even it's not doim et Zorak Chetz. I'll give you a moshe. Zorak Chetz. Vebo acher v'shovroi. The second one is chayav. Why the first one is potul? He didn't break it. Why he didn't break it? When his chetz came, what happened? The kli is not there. Kilo lo yitzur, the chetz would come and go inside a hole and go out. The chetz came, he didn't find the kli. Here, lemaisa, the fire of the first person burned it. I helped that fire to come. But whose fire burned it? Second guy didn't have a fire. He took Yenim's fire and he rushed it in. The chetz, he pushed the chetz to go quicker. But Yenim is doing it. The second guy just bought wood. It's not doing it to Zorak chetz. Again, what it is, we'll have to explain. So Be'etzem, we're holding Rabbi Seinu learned that the first Micah Ovid means Shema Shemosa L'Shema. The second Micah Ovid means Monetvir Etova. And the Rishonim asked one Kashi and Rashi. Bor Yud V'Chofoich Esrim, both Achayim. Rashi, why you patter? And we said, there I patter because Shema Shemosa L'Shema. Here I patter because it's a Monetvir. Weiss Tois is a different Hezber in the Sudi. This is the Reb Baruch Ber. That's Hashem tomorrow. We'll be mine.